In this, the final segment of our series about our night skies and the effects of artificial light pollution, Clinton Gabbert of the Greening Youth Foundation, who also works with the Mon Forest, explains how light pollution can harm our nighttime pollinators.
If you have a porch light or other outdoor lighting at your home, there's a good chance it's often visited by moths or other flying insects that are attracted to the light it produces. Though these flittering insects may seem like a minor nuisance to you, the effects of artificial lighting around buildings, on streets, and around other outdoor areas may be having major negative effects on our ecosystem. During the day, the role of pollinator is largely filled by bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, and other flying animals. These pollinators move among flowers and other plants in search of food while carrying pollen from male to female plants, playing a crucial part in flower and plant reproduction. In recent years, moths have been increasingly recognized as a historically overlooked pollinator of flowers, wild plants, and even agricultural crops. With the worldwide population of pollinators in decline, moths' role as nocturnal pollinator is increasingly important. Light pollution, or the inappropriate or excessive use of artificial light, has been shown to have negative effects on moths' ability to fill the role of nocturnal pollinator. Studies have shown that disruption in nocturnal pollination has negative consequences for plant reproductive success. Furthermore, artificial lighting has also been shown to disrupt reproductive behavior of moths themselves, which compounds the issue of decreased nocturnal pollination. Lower levels of pollination can have severe negative effects on plant abundance and diversity, which has ramifications throughout the ecosystem. Luckily, there are steps we can take in order to reduce or eliminate excessive or inappropriate artificial lighting and minimize the negative effects on the natural world and have the added benefit of a darker and clearer night sky. These steps can be applied at home, but should also be considered by businesses and those who oversee industrial areas and public spaces. First, outdoor lighting should be only used when necessary. Secondly, if outdoor lighting is needed, it should be directed in such a way that it only lights the area where it is needed. And lastly, motion sensors or timers should be applied when possible to limit the amount of time that outdoor light is produced. Other considerations such as minimizing the amount of blue lighting and choosing light fixtures that shield the night sky from outdoor lighting will improve night sky conditions. By following these steps, we can limit the negative effects of light pollution on moths while also producing a darker and clearer night sky for everyone to enjoy.
We hope that you enjoyed this series about an unusual form of pollution, artificial light. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.